One of the powerful results of asking the essential entrepreneur question, where are we today, is your ability to monitor the movement and changing processes and effectiveness of your business. So we're going to create some real-time monitors, and here's what we're going to do. We're going to have a look at two different factors that we can monitor. One is your financial performance figures, and the other one is your financial performance trends. So, first of all, let's have a look at financial performance figures, what they are, and how you monitor them. If we're going to successfully monitor the real-time performance of your financial figures, the financial performance figures, we're going to have to have a look at five factors in the business. Gross revenue, cost of sales, gross profit, fixed overheads, and finally net profit. Those five. And in all of those, we're going to look at money that has reached your bank account, not the stuff that you expect. Ready for this? Let's have a look at gross revenue first. Gross revenue is really simple. It is all the gross revenue you create, the money that you earn from your sales and servicing processes, before you pay away any of that revenue to people who might have introduced clients to you or to any organisations of which you're part. So before you do any of that, what's the gross revenue, the gross income into your business? Cost of sales is what does it cost you directly to acquire that revenue? Now, this isn't simply the ongoing cost of servicing an existing client. This is what does it cost you to win new revenue into the business. Next, gross profit. Gross profit is simply the gross revenue minus the cost of sales to get that gross revenue in. Gross profit. Next is fixed overheads. Whether you go out and win new business or new revenue from existing clients or not, whatever's the case, what are your fixed costs that you have to pay month in and month out? Fixed overheads or fixed cost. Finally, net profit. After you've got your gross profit from the gross revenue minus the cost to win that gross revenue, cost of sales, that's your gross profit, you take away the fixed cost to run the business, and that's your net profit. So gross revenue, cost of sales to win the revenue, leads to gross profit. Then take away fixed costs that will continue costing you whatever you do, it's fixed, and that will give you your final figure, your net profit. As we conclude this module on the financial performance figures, the five factors that we've talked about, you may be asking the question, should I care about net profit? Well, the answer is probably not. As long as all you're trying to develop is a lifestyle business, that is, a business which does nothing more than create enough cash for you to live the current life you're living. But if you want to create a small business that we would regard as exceptional, that you would feel is exceptional, this is attractive to the outside world, that is highly regarded, where your reputation goes before you, that is sustainable, where you don't have to keep working 40, 50, 60 and more hours a week simply to continue running the thing, where you're never free, but it's sustainable with or without you, and which has a value that you can leave or sell later on, then if you don't create net profit, you're stymied. You have no business at all. You're just creating a lifestyle operation. Nothing wrong with that, but it's nothing more than that. So if that's what you want, then you need to make sure that there is net profit for you to invest back in your business, continue developing it to meet the competition and beat them and thrive into the future. Otherwise, you're stumped.